letting the body lead and guide the way for your posture. An animal on the earth. An organism that's whole already, that contains itself. Am I loud enough? Okay, thank you. Sinking into the ground, perhaps spreading out a little bit, perhaps slowly, like molasses, like honey in the sunshine. A wave of the breath washes and stretches and leaves. Body spreads, gathers, sinks. Heavy body, and the body allowed to reorient around being more heavy. The relationships of different places in the body may change as we give in to heaviness. Let heaviness be. Perhaps a longer out-breath. A fuller in-breath is also allowed if you feel like a giant flower opening. River running down the front of the body without breath, so heavy. Perhaps allowing these contrasting feelings and sensations without breath flowing down into the earth. Having a lower body. And if you feel for tuning into the in-breath as well, a giant flower opening. Opening itself from within. All the way. Why not? something of postponement, putting off till later, imagining we can't quite be fully present just now in case we won't have enough for later. If we could feel that little knot of postponement, of maybe later. And maybe let it fall apart or fall away. Not be in charge of you. The option or the layer of maybe later. Not quite all now. Just one option among many, just one little seed, nut, or stone on the beach in the forest, in the mind. Also, we could be all here. All in breath, all heavy, all waterfalling out breath just now. We could experiment with not keeping anything for later. For a second or two, maybe. We could trust the timeless. That's also here. Ancient, familiar, mysterious, unknown, alive, embodied, presence, or spaciousness. And if that's something you connect with, you could play with that all day or all the rest of the session. So feel free. Maybe sometimes a longer, bigger out-breath happens, or we could invite that from time to time. Spontaneously. So feeling free to stay with embodied spaciousness and the timeless quality of being here, of presence, of not saving something for later. Or we could also play with a question. And we could play with, what if what we need is too simple. For the layers of mind and body we've been using. Too simple. And how about a too simple kind of question? Like, how are things today with you? Just as a best loving friend might ask you. Someone who may or may not really exist, but a friendly human with time and eyes and a heart, feeling your presence, letting you feel their presence, asking, how are things today? And letting it come, bubbling up. Letting one thing come bubbling up, and then another one thing come bubbling up. Something in the body, in the heart, in the past, in the future. In the mind, in the wishing, something known, something unknown, letting it all come one by one. Just like one bubble coming from the bottom of the lake. Simple and allowed. Human situation. Things come bubbling up. Things come and get noticed. In wide heart, mind, and body. What else comes and gets noticed? Slowly or quickly, playing with what else and what else in your own time. Everything allowed, including resistance and denial. Including a sense of not feeling or not contact. Or blankness. A friend who is already feeling and is happily getting to hear you. Happily. Has time. Happily. Is with you. Nothing too minor or major to hear. And feel. Nothing too blurry, hard to put into words, or scary, or exciting or so good. Oh yeah, the so good is also allowed to be noticed. And how else are things going? Slowly or quickly? Maybe waiting together with the friend. What else? And how else can I open for things coming and getting noticed? The forgotten children inside. The forgotten landscapes. All the leaves of that one tree. It's okay. The friend says, with their eyes and their heart and their presence, not interrupting you. It's okay. And there's love. And maybe something is unfolding. Rearranging. Maybe something is alive in that and in that and in this. Maybe something is alive beyond our ideas in that and that and this. And how are you? And maybe feeling how things are and how you are feeling, however it may be. Not needing to interpret that into words for the friend. Letting them feel with you, letting them feel you. And what is needed here in this whole organism, this too simple place called me? What is one thing that might be needed? And maybe one thing more. And maybe one thing more. What would the body love? And what about all that, all this that comes along with body? What may be needed today? For mind or minds. For this human being. So human. Every single one of us. Nothing special. So human. What is needed? Maybe if we could feel in the mind the way we might sometimes be able to feel in the body, letting the body tell us what is needed. As if the mind is an organism too, and letting it tell us. Letting it wonder and feel and wait patiently, impatiently. In this life stream, this lifetime that we're in and that's in us, what do we need? What would be sweet? What does this life stream want or need? Or know is important or sweet? Or light. Maybe words and maybe no words. Feeling. And if it's impossible to feel, which it is sometimes, could we maybe imagine a friend being with and observing us with kind eyes and with their own experiences of feeling disconnected? What would they maybe wish for you? And that can be fun even when feeling connected. What would kind eyes and experiential embodied spaciousness wish for us? Maybe you want to silently kind of wash in, bathe in these questions, waiting for things to come and be felt. What is needed or fulfilling? If I know when I know, the value of this life stream, when I feel wonder or appreciate being alive a little bit. What do I know is good in a way that gives guidance, that opens? What is good? What is sweet? What leads me beyond the cages of my thoughts and beliefs and fears? Feeling the goodness, feeling the call, or the response to the question, what is needed, what is good, what does life want in this organism, in this lifetime, in this minute? What is good? Whether I sense that I have it or don't have it, what is good? What does that feel like? Texture, temperature, placement? Is there a word? Is there an image? Does your mind work well with image or word? Feel free. What is good? What does the body need when we feel and sense the value of this human second? What does the organism of the mind need? Wish for? Recognize as good, as important, as fulfillment. Remember. Oh yeah. Simple. Just that feeling of a big, soft, loving, kind hand on my back, for example. Oh yeah. Resting into a sea of aliveness, being okay. Yeah. Sky-like mind. Yeah. Kindness. Peace. Yeah. Feeling. Sensations, maybe energy. Patiently, your own experience of maybe sometimes just a tiny crack of, is that allowed? Is that too much or too little? Waiting by the crack. maybe there's another way. For me. And if you feel like starting to let some of the questions and your own questions and responses gather, and simplify for now, into what might be a sentence or one word, or one image, one memory, one sensation, or group of sensations somewhere. Finding ways, your ways of tuning into a kind of streaming sense of, well, body and mind respond with kind of, yeah. If we could, we would love silently to be streaming kindness, to be receiving kindness or spaciousness, tenderness, rejoicing, quiet, or whatever it is. How that feels in some part of you, maybe some places in the body. How it feels to have permission to keep on forgetting and keep on responding again. Oh yeah, I would love to live in tenderness or joy or fulfillment or okayness as a starting place. Traditional statements might be the sentence like, may I be at peace? May I live with ease, no matter what circumstances? But we are wanting to feel our own responsiveness, communicating with a deeper layer of our minds and bodies, subtle body, subtle mind, finding your ways. Maybe one word is more powerful than many. Joy. Wholeness. Maybe ringing it like a bell and enjoying bathing in the sound. The kind of vibration the word gives you. Or the image. The memory, etc. Your way. Kind of like being body and mind, organism, like being a lake. And some water is coming into the lake, deep in the belly of the lake, secretly. Oh yeah, what wholeness feels like. Could I? Yeah, wow. And distracted and coming back. Gathered and being filled. Like a spring, a mayan in a lake. secretly, an inner spring. Your inner spring, finding your ways, filling with the texture, the qualities. Each cell immersed, bathing, a bath. The eyes, the ears, underwater. The toes, underwater. Somehow we breathe. Freely under this water of the inner spring. Filling, filling, filling. Sensations from your experience of peace or ease, fulfillment, freedom. Spaciousness, whatever you are playing with. What's real in a real way? It doesn't need to be dramatic. It can be. One or maybe two inner sensing, one or maybe two qualities for now might be a good way. Your own code to have a thread of connection to the aliveness of that experience. The livingness of the quality, the givingness, the generosity of the quality. And maybe starting to come into some sort of rhythm that gives you the feeling of having more time than you ever thought possible. As if you're already done. And so now you have more time than you've ever thought possible. To play with ways to receive experientially the sensations of this quality or qualities. May I be at peace, for example. Tuning in to the inner sense of the aliveness of what you love, what you need. what life needs and loves in you. It's allowed. Not forcing, but the possibility of all. Not forcing, but the possibility of all the cells, all the corners, having it all. Not saving it for later. May I be at peace. A jellyfish in the sea. The organism of yourself in a lake of what's needed, what's loved. And gradually, if you like, letting it expand beyond the boundaries of the organism. Feeling the sensations, texture, temperature, location, resonance. Yes. Letting that radiate. In the secret inner spring in the lake. Through your cells, beyond your cells, if you want. As far as you want, as far as it kind of works and feels real. And of course, if you're using sentences, you can change the words to accommodate, to make room for more room. May there be peace. And if it helps you be more specific, may there be peace in this hall, or may all beings in this hall be at peace. All these elbows and eyelashes, skin and bones. Breathing. Life streams. With their own inner spring, each one. Being as specific as your inner sense wants and needs. A specific person or tree or animal. Maybe where it's easy. Filling and coming through you to your sense of that other, that kitten. Or a sense of the whole space around you, whatever works better for you. In this hall, may there be peace in all. And spreading further, if you like, into the ground in all directions, above and all around. Birds. Ants. Going further, if you like. Including, if you like, things that we don't think of as living, or staying more with specifically what we think of as living, breathing creatures. As far and wide and deep as you feel like, as there is a sense of connectedness or possibility of feeling it real. Coming in closer or farther as your inner work requires, as you sense. There's not a better or worse way. For some people, working with the breath can help, tuning in maybe to the quality on the in-breath and filling, and maybe with the out-breath, imagining or feeling the spreading of that texture or that radiance, that wish or that quality to one specific creature or far and wide. You can imagine a person or other animal next to you, and after a while maybe another. Or you can imagine them where they are if they're not close by. You can be playful. You can be simple. Both. Staying with what's easy for a while. Maybe until it spreads by itself is another way. Feeling or imagining the quality, the textures, the image, the sound of the word, maybe, that vibration, that fragrance, just offering itself. You don't have to do it. And what if it offers itself across the earth, down into the earth, and above the earth? Through creatures we know and don't know, offering that we don't need to earn it, but something can recognize, ah, yes. Very simply, in organisms, the way trees reach toward the light, acknowledging organisms receptive to what is good, to what your organism responds to. The sensations may be silkiness or lightness or heaviness, the mountain of peace, or the breeze, the light wind of joy or peace, the honey, the water, the river, the wideness, the closeness, whatever you find. Letting that be an offering in your secret inner pool and spring and beyond what you think you are. Throughout your mind, anything you can imagine, all of that, all of it. What about that? What if, throughout the universe, for a moment, silkiness of peace, may it be. Through your inner spring and pool and beyond. Or maybe the pool grows and includes it all. May there be peace, silky or like a mountain. Everywhere. Inner and outer, secret and obvious, hard and easy. May there be peace. A honey or a river, or a spaciousness. Coolness, brightness. May it be in all of us. All of us. All of us. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about sleep as something to go through, as part of the path, I'd say, and resting, And I'm also talking about thoughts and images coming. And can I say something about dreams? Is that right? And I'm smiling because it's a kind of a huge topic. So maybe I'll stick with the idea of too simple. And maybe stay with something experiential in deep rest meditation where the mind can get dreamy, dreamlike. And if we are not against that happening, which might be a practice to notice, if I'm against dreamy mind, feeling that in the body, letting it unwind, questioning it. Does that make sense? And then there's dreamy mind, but I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I'm not against it. Could I notice in dreamy mind how is the body? Which is also a practice, because often it would happen if I'm trying to notice how is my body with dreamy mind. I'm not dreamy anymore. Okay, but then that could really help uncover this other kind of effort that I'm doing my best to keep describing, and I really fully understand why I keep having questions come, mostly in notes, sometimes in one-to-ones, of like, but why are you telling us to do nothing? kind of thing. Because it's such a different kind of effort from a completely different place or kind of muscle or capacity of the mind, deep, wide mind. Something natural, but it can be called effort. So I think that's a simple kind of exercise to play with. It may take a few thousand times, maybe, of being aware that mind is dreamy, being aware if there's an against, if I'm against that, feeling that, letting it unwind, maybe can be possible sometimes. And even if the against thing is still happening, it might sometimes come from somewhere that, okay, how is the body in this dreamy mind? And it's so interesting to feel what might be able to kind of hold with dreamy mind and allow something to notice body in that. So it's probably some muscles we aren't used to using that will take a while to kind of be used. So I think that would be like a simple thing. And then another simple thing is, yeah, on retreat, you might be having intense dreams. And it's okay. Okay. Thank you, everyone. I am so honored to be with you. I feel really aware of the privilege of this room and you. And I want to, since some of you are in here, I'm especially feeling how easy it would be to take the food for granted, but I'm like, wow, that's a lot of chopping and a lot of ordering and calculating and getting it into the shape of a meal. It's a lot. Thank you.